Okay, and our next speaker is here giving a talk on developing a micropropagation protocol for Abelia.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about my research here. So I'm talking about today about how to a project that we had to develop a micropropagation protocol for Abelia raspberry perfusion. And I know that some of you are asking, why Abelia? And other half is asking, what is Abelia? So hold a little bit, I explain you. I'm going to talk about why Abelia, our methods and methods, and then I'm going to go straight to our results, based mainly in the type of media that we use, the cytokinin levels and the type of cytokinins, and the effect of genotype that we weren't expected. So the Abelia genus is a very new genera. It was introduced in 1884 by Clay Capel, that is the guy over there, from Europe, from China to Europe. The Abelia is from the Caprifoliaceae family, even though in 2015 was reclassified the whole family, that's the whole genera, and now it's a sub-family, the Linnaeus family. Now the genus has only five species, corresponding to Chinensis, Abelia forestry, a group of species that are all together. There is the unifera complex that makes things very complicated for breeding, and a species that's called Abelia uniflora, and also the natural hybrid Abelia grandiflora. Many of you are thinking Abelia is this very big giant shrub that has beautiful flowers, but it's too big to be in your yard. But nowadays, the breeding have improved a lot, the species. Now we have these very compact plants that are variegated and very used in the landscape. Why Abelia is very like a perfect plant for the landscape is basically because it's a very versatile plant. And in spring, it has these flower leaves, that become very different colors, from green to yellows to some reds. In summer, you have these flowers, and then in fall, when the flower drops, the plant keeps the sepals. So you have this very plant, this plant that has an attractive feature all the seasons. Now, even though it's a very versatile plant, it has some problems. First of all, there's only a few cultivars available, a few true hybrids, and all of the cultivars available right now, most of them in the market, are natural hybrids or natural mutations or spores of Abelia grandiflora, that is that plant over there, that is the natural hybrid. One of the most popular ones is Francis Mason, basically for the yellow leaves, that is very popular. And if we look, for example, at the Southern Living Collection, all the Abelia that they are promoting for this season are all spores of grandiflora. We have this plant that is Abelia raspberry perfusion that the growers really like. It's a very good plant. It performs excellent in the landscape. And it's a true hybrid between Abelia energarcher by Abelia chinensis, and has this very beautiful purple sepals that keeps in the plant all the fall. But one of the problems that the growers have telling us is they have bad propagation. And they send this picture saying, I cannot propagate your Abelia. Even though this is a problem for them, it's not a problem for us. We know how to propagate Abelia, and you can come by my poster. We didn't realize that there was the big challenge or the propagation of Abelia, but with the right amount of growth regulators and the right type of cutting, you can get a very, 100% success of propagation. Even though growers, I don't know why they don't like to do it the right way, we proposed the idea to have an in vitro protocol to make things easier for everyone. So materials and methods, we use the two genotypes, Francis Mason, as a control, because this is the one that growers like. It's a very easy to propagate, and our raspberry perfusion. The type of explant that we use, so we use in vitro, is this one-node microcutting. So you can see here, we remove the leaves before the sterilization process. Our culture media, we use two medias at the beginning, MS and woody plant media, both of them with vitamins. I called woody plant media WPM later in the talk. All of them supplemented with 30% sucrose, 0.8% agar, so agrams, and pH adjusted 5.9. It's very standard. For the sterilization process, that works very well for us. We use 1 minute in ethanol 70%, 21 minutes in solution of 1% sodium hydrochloride, and then we rinse 3 times in sterile water and the flow hood. The growth regulators that we use in our initial study, we use 1 or 2 milligrams per liter of benzylarginine, BA, and then we kind of tweak the study a little bit later on. I'm going to come back to this later. And culture conditions were pretty standard. For data analysis, we use a complete randomized design with at least 24 replicates per treatment. Our experimental unit, it will be one tube with 1 micron cutting on it. The cultures were analyzed after 4 weeks. We're trying to develop a protocol that will move very fast. And data collected was number of shoots obtained in vitro after 4 weeks, and number of nodes per each of those shoots. And NIDA was analysis on size. So going straight to the results, the effect of media, as it were expected, was very significant. The best media that worked overall was the woody plant media. You can see here, the plants grow faster and we obtain more shoots after 4 weeks. So this is the same genotype, Francis Mason, same level of BA, just the media change. In terms of the number, the effect of BA was very surprising that it was no difference between using 1 or 2 milligrams per liter after the 4 weeks, so the plant did not perform differently. In the field of genotype, that was very interesting, it was very strong. Francis Mason performed significantly better than Abelia raspberry perfusion. You can see here that a number of shoots in Francis Mason after 4 weeks, we obtained almost 1.26, and for raspberry, just 0.29. So it was really significant that something was happening that raspberry wasn't liking. When we see the interaction effects, they were significant, but again, Francis worked better. There was no difference between the BA levels, either between Francis or between raspberry perfusion. And with the media, it was really clear that Francis Mason performed better in the woody plant media, and the raspberry perfusion, it performed equally. With all the effects all together, I just wanted to focus on that. It's Francis Mason, WPM, with 1 milligram or 2 milligram of BA per liter. It was our best result. You can see here, this is all the treatments together. You can see that the ones in woody plant media looks better than the ones in MS. For raspberry, it was really sad. They're all very bad. For the second part of our study, we add a zero control because we didn't have it the first time. Maybe Francis Mason propagate that well that even with no growth regulators in vitro will propagate. And we add two types of different types of cytokines. We're trying thealdosterone, that kind of called TDC, and kinetin. And also, with all the first part of the study, we used greenhouse plants. So now we're using field plants to see that with a difference. And we have Francis Mason again as a control. All of that just on WPM with vitamins with the same conditions as before. The reason why we choose woody plant media instead of MS is because it was cheaper. So raspberry perfusion, it seemed no different at the beginning between MS and woody plant media, which is the cheaper media available. In the effect of BA, I was expecting with no BA, if they perform worse than 1 or 2 BA. So that kind of confirms the first part of the study. For the second one, it was very interesting. The type of explant really make a difference in raspberry perfusion. The field-grown plants perform significantly better than the ones in the greenhouse. Both of them are in summer. It was in the same time of the year. You can see here, this is a field-grown explant of raspberry perfusion compared to the greenhouse one, and they did perform way better. When we try the effect of the TDC and the kinetin, this is just I just want to focus first in the kinetin. Kinetin did not work in Abelia at all. The explants in vitro did not grow. All of them died. Even though this one in Francis looked very nice, I just put it there because it was one of the good-looking ones, but all of them looked very bad. All the explants died after the 4 weeks. But for the TDC, raspberry perfusion performed way better than Francis Mason. We even got twice numbers of shoots in vitro that for Francis Mason. You can see here that Francis Mason and TDC produce some shoots no better than using VA, but for raspberry perfusion, it was incredible. As you might expect, TDC have this effect of produce shorter shoots with the notes very close to each other, so we only have record number of shoots at this point of the study. That's why I don't have a number of notes. Later on, the explants in the one TDC on woody plant media, they keep growing and producing more shoots. We were not expecting, and one of the questions that we have right now is how often we should subculture. As it was very, very fast, we're just getting these very short notes that, with shoots that would just come transfer very fast. But if we keep them like for a long period of time, these shoots start elongated, and it makes transfer them more easy. We can chop them and then propagate subculture in vitro. Now, we still need to work in a rooting protocol. All of this is just producing shoots. We now have already done the rooting protocol that we're working on that. And also, that is very interesting, after the third subculture, we get this the same initial explant that we call core, that is like this very core full of shoots, but we also are getting callus, which is not very good for us if we're trying to propagate true to type in vitro. We still need to know what to do with that callus, is just removing it and scatter it, or just putting in a different media and trying to get shoots out of it. So as a conclusion, there is a significant effect of the genotype in the propagation of Abelia, but was not expected at the beginning. We really thought that all the Abelia would perform similarly, because it's the same species. They're the same species. That just performed differently. Francis Mason performed better with the BA, even though there is no difference between 1 or 2 milligrams per liter. And the explants did not perform better in the TDC. For raspberry perfusion, it did perform better in the TDC, but even though there's no differences, we got significant more shoots than that in the BA. And we see the best media overall was the woody plant media between the two genotypes. And the field grown explants work very well in vitro for Abelia raspberry perfusion. It was very interesting to discover that too. Our future steps, we still need to get a sense of how long we should subculture. If 4 weeks, once it's still moving that fast, we're going to extend the period of time and get these more longer shoots. We need to test different concentrations of TDC. We only tested the 1 milligram per liter. Maybe 2 milligram per liter will do even better. We don't know at this point. Or even we're going to get like a bunch of callus, and that won't be our objective. And we need to develop a rooting protocol. I want to thank my lab, Dr. Carol Robecker's lab, in the University of Georgia for supporting my research. If you have any questions, I'd be more than gladly to answer. Yes?
Why do you think that the ones in the field perform better than the ones in the greenhouse?
Well, it have to be related with, thank you, that's a very good question. So I don't know if everyone listened to the question. The question was, why the ones in the field perform better than the ones in the greenhouse? Abelia, specifically raspberry perfusion, the plants in the greenhouse, they are okay, but they are very vegetative tissue. That is not very woody. So the plants in the field are more robust, kind of more tough plants that are more woody, and maybe that can have an effect in the propagation. Even though, if I don't want to go too deep into this, but the right type of cutting that works for the propagation is a node with 3 leaves. And all that kind of shoot, you only can get it if the plants are in the field. The plants in the greenhouse only have shoots with 2 leaves per node. So there is an effect of the growing conditions in raspberry perfusion. They perform differently. We're not sure right now yet. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yes?
So is there a logic to which cytokines you tried and which ones you didn't try?
We start with BA because it's the most standard type of cytokine used in vitro, and everyone uses it. Then when we move, we try to some more strong cytokine. So that's what we test the BA and the kinetin.
You didn't try zeaxanthin, which is probably the native cytokine.
No, we didn't try zeaxanthin.
And then have you tried other
No, we just tried, at this point, we're just trying the TDC.
I think that would be promising.
Mm-hmm.
There are some stronger ones.
Yeah. We use the TDC because it was strong, but not that strong, so we don't get the callus, and so it was very. But thank you for the suggestion. We should look.
Thank you.
Thanks.